Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine. Today's show is coming to you on Monday, August 19th. We're going to talk largely about the Giants' victory over the Chicago Bears on Friday night in their second preseason game. We will also play for you some clips, a couple clips from Friday night, one of Daniel Jones, one of Pat Shurmur. Play a further clip of Coach Shurmur on Saturday talking to media during a conference call. A couple things to talk about from Friday. Obviously, you know, another really nice, impressive effort from Daniel Jones, the sixth overall pick. As I wrote at Big Blue View, you know, let's calm down. Let's not turn this into a quarterback controversy. It might be in your mind. It might be in the minds of some in the media, but it's not in the minds of the Giants. In the minds of the Giants, Eli Manning is their starter. That's how they're going to go into the season. They'll see how the season unfolds. If they win games, Eli Manning stays as the starting quarterback. If they don't win games and fall out of the playoff race, then you'll see a switch to Daniel Jones. That, you know, plain and simple, in a nutshell, that's how the thing is going to unfold. I don't understand why there is such a controversy over who should play and why people keep pushing the Jones, or does Jones have a chance to be the week one starter narrative. Because that, you know, plain and simple, that's not happening at this point. So it is what it is. I think we should be happy that Jones has looked really solid, that it looks like there is a chance that he'll justify having been the sixth overall pick, that the future looks bright for the young man. And so let's be happy with that. Obviously, Jones, 11 for 14 with a couple of fumbles on Friday night, made a couple of mistakes with the turnovers. His first time he's faced some adversity, but came through that really well. Let's do this right now before we even talk about other topics. While we're on the Daniel Jones topic, let's get into the clips that we have for you. First clip that you'll hear is Jones talking about his turnovers and his night on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of football for everyone. I mean, particularly quarterbacks. You know, I think there are going to be things that don't go great, and obviously you never want that. You try to guard against them. There are definitely things I need to learn from, but when they happen, you got to find a way to make it work. So glad we were able to do that. A lot of big plays there on the 2-minute drive by a lot of people. So fun to put that together.
The ball security. I mean, how upset with you with both of those plays?
Yeah, I was very upset. I think those are, you know, two mistakes you can't make. And one time, you know, we were driving the ball in the scoring position. Costly mistake there. And then, kind of holding the ball in the pocket, and just two bad mistakes. So definitely things to learn from.
You had the perfect debut, so to speak, right? 5-for-5 in one drive. Do you find value, though, in being able to make some mistakes like you did tonight? Kind of show yourself in the game you can do it? I know you've done that in college, but like, you know.
You don't want to make any mistakes. But, I think that was going to happen. I think you realize that. You realize not everything's going to be, there are going to be some mistakes, and it's figuring that out sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, didn't try to make any mistakes.
as I listened to Daniel Jones speak, and I was in the crowd of reporters that was around him on Friday night as he made these remarks, it strikes me how humble the young man is. It strikes me that he constantly deflects praise to his teammates. It strikes me, to be honest, how much he sounds like Eli Manning when he does these press conferences and when he speaks, and how much the attitude is the same. And to be honest with you, it's very impressive. It's what you want from a leader. You want a guy who doesn't try to take all the credit. You want a guy who's willing to accept blame. You want a guy who's willing to pass the credit, praise his teammates, give them some props. And I like listening to Daniel Jones. I think it's a very mature attitude. There is always a smile on his face when he answers a lot of these questions. So, very, very impressive to listen to Jones, to just the type of remarks that he makes, and the sort of the unassuming way that he delivers these remarks. All right, let's do this now. Let's move on to another clip. This next clip will be head coach Pat Shurmur on Friday night after the Giants beat the Chicago Bears 32-13. And again, he's addressing the Daniel Jones chatter.
Pat, have you seen anything in your time with Daniel that would indicate any ball security issues or things you were trying to clean up? Or was this kind of just that?
The guy got beat, he swatted out of his hands. That's it. Because security. And I don't think he ever took a snap under center in college. So it's just part of the problem. But he didn't panic. Got the ball a couple times. He didn't call his parents. Back to work. Did a good job of getting us in the end zone. No, I just don't.
How impressed were you? How impressed were you? This is the first time Jones seen a little adversity, obviously. How impressed were you that he was able to bounce back quickly and shrug it off and finish strong?
Again, I want to say that people outside of our building seem surprised. We're not. That's why we picked him. And I think he's making good progress. As he goes along here, he's checking off all the boxes. I think when it's his time to play, he will be ready for it. And so, I'm pleased with the progress that he's making.
Pat, John said on a Tuesday that in a perfect world, Eli would play the whole year because that means you guys are having a good season and that Eli's the starter week one. Is that the case, that Eli's your guy, or do you think Daniel has a chance to do something here?
Well, John owns the team, right? And we're on the same page. Really not much more to say. But I think I've been saying that all along. Just get a sense once in a while that when I answer those questions, nobody believes me. Well, you heard it from the owner.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Love the line there from Shermer about Daniel Jones, you know, not calling his parents after making a couple of mistakes. Simply put, that's Shermer's way of saying, look, he's mature enough to understand that he made a mistake or two and to deal with those. And you have to like that. You have to like the way that Jones came back from the two fumbles in the last couple of drives that he was in the game. He helped the Giants generate a field goal, and then in a two-minute drive situation took the Giants down the field for a touchdown. So another positive sign, another good effort from Jones in week two of the preseason. And even though Shermer addressed the question of is there any way that Jones could make it a week one competition for the starting job, even though he addressed that on Friday night, you know, by referencing the remarks that John Mara made in saying, you know, in saying that Eli Manning is the starter and saying, you know, this is the owner. You know, the owner said that. I agree with that, you know, and that's that. Even though he said that, he was asked again Saturday afternoon during a conference call, not necessarily if Jones would be able to win the week one starting job, but he was asked if Jones was ready to play or would be ready to play week one. And to be honest, you know what that was? That was an effort to get Shermer to say, yes, he'll be ready to play week one, which would then leave those who believe that Jones should be competing for the week one job or should be the week one starter, would then leave those folks with an opening to say, well, if he's ready, why isn't he playing? And, you know, the point is the Giants believe that Eli Manning, whether he's the same quarterback that he was 8 to 10 years ago or not, they believe that Eli Manning, with his 16 years of experience, with two Super Bowl MVPs, continues to give them the best chance to win football games. And it will just see how that goes. And if the Giants win games, if Manning plays well enough, then Manning will continue to play. If they don't win games, there will come a point in time where the Giants will switch to Daniel Jones. Anyway, here is what Pat Shermer said regarding when Daniel Jones would be ready to play.
Pat, you said last night that when Daniel Jones' time comes, he'll be ready. With the understanding that his time isn't now and that you're going to have Eli Manning as your starting quarterback, is he ready now? Have you seen enough to sort of declare him ready?
I think when his time comes, he's going to be ready. I still think we've got training camp left to push through. We got preseason games left to push through. I would say right now, you know, we're 3 weeks from any of us being ready. So, you know, that's sort of where we're at. We got work to do, and so that's how I approach that.
Pretty nice job there by Pat Shermer of deflecting that question. At least I thought he did a good job deflecting it. You know, let's talk about a few other non-Daniel Jones things regarding Friday night's game. Thought Eli Manning did a nice job. 4 for 4, led a touchdown drive, threw the ball really well. The first pass that he threw was a really nice, really well-delivered pass to Cody Latimer, 20-yard gain over the middle. Showed a lot of zip on the ball, a lot of commitment to making that throw. And just thought Manning looked sharp. You know, let's be realistic. Obviously, the Chicago Bears did not play any starters on offense or defense on Friday night. So there is that. So, yes, you can make the argument, well, Manning and the Giants offense did what they were supposed to do. Big deal, big whoop, whatever. But still, coming off of the first game when Manning and the Giants offense went 3-and-out in their only series, this was an improvement. This is what you wanted to see. This is what you needed to see. And he did throw the ball well. They did engineer a nice drive. So that was good to see. Take it as a positive sign and go from there. I wrote at Big Blue View a little bit about Matt Nagy, head coach of the Chicago Bears, not playing any of his starters. Kind of thought that what they did was cool. In a way, they held a 60-play scrimmage on Wednesday, 2 days before the game, in a controlled environment with controlled situations, got all of their starters the work that they needed, and came into MetLife Stadium Friday, let the reserve players compete for roster spots and get some needed playing experience. And I thought that was a great way to approach things, to be honest with you, when it comes to these preseason games where you just don't want to expose your key guys to unnecessary injuries. You know, a few things coming out of the game for the Giants. Still lots of intrigue in spots on the 53-man roster. Still not a whole lot of clarity, maybe a little bit more clarity on the offensive line in terms of who the backups will be. Still wondering, on defense, it looks like there's still some spots available. Still trying to figure out how someone like reserve safety Sean Chandler makes the roster. Trying to figure out, whether or not there's any chance B.J. Goodson is going to make the roster. Looks like Goodson could be an odd man out. Lots of roster intrigue. There is a new 53-man roster projection up at Big Blue View. Please check that out if you get a chance. Check out our Kudos and Wet Willies from Friday night's game. Excuse me. That was posted early on Saturday morning. Please continue to check out our coverage. We took a look at things that we learned from the game, winners and losers, and pretty much any angle that we could think of to cover the game. We're trying to give it to you, trying to give you as much information as possible about your New York Giants. We hope that you're taking advantage of that. We hope you enjoy the website. We hope you enjoy the podcast, and that you subscribe to it on all of your favorite podcast applications. Giants fans, the Giants play again on Thursday night. We should have a couple of shows between now and then for you as we get ready for week 3 of the preseason, when the Giants travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. As always, we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.